From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com joins us to give us some tips on staying alive longer. Hit that website again, folks, and set a new record, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, registered pharmacist, a nutritionist, and cosmetic chemist. He is part of the criticalhealthnews.com team. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, which will start in about 10, 15 minutes, by the way. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. There are people there that will help you right now. Ben Fuchs on Coast to Coast. Pharmacist Ben, how you been?
What's up, George? Good to talk to you again.
I like saying that. Pharmacist Ben, how you been?
You've been doing well, George.
This is that time of year where people care about how they look.
Yeah, exactly. September, coming into fall and winter and Christmas season, and now's the time to take care of your health.
It's the best time of the year, isn't it?
I love fall. I'm a big fall guy. I'm not big on the summertime. I stay inside during the summer.
Oh, really? How come?
I don't know. I don't like being hot. I don't like the heat. But in the fall, man, I just love the fall, and I love the winter, too.
You're in Colorado, right?
Yep. Beautiful Boulder, Colorado.
Does it get that hot in the summer? I mean, I go there monthly for my Beyond Belief television tapings.
You're in and out, though.
Yeah. I pop in for a day or two, and I'm gone.
Yeah. You know, it's a high desert.
Well, what can I say? What's new with you, sir?
Just doing my thing. Started a new YouTube channel for folks who want to check out some of my work. It's yourskinmatters.com, or yourskinmatters, actually, not .com. And I'm doing my talks. I will be doing a talk in Arizona at the beginning of October. I just got back from Dallas a couple weeks ago. Helping spread the word about the power of nutrition. I call it the gospel of nutrition, the good news that we don't have to be sick. In fact, I don't even believe we're sick. I believe we're starving. I don't believe we need to be fixed. I think we need to be fed. I think the primary health challenges that we deal with can all be backtracked to our nutritional deficiencies and our digestive system. And simply by manipulating the digestive system, working on digestive health, and using nutritional supplementation, diabetes, heart disease, and autoimmune diseases, and all other things people suffer from in terms of long-term chronic degenerative illnesses can be reversed. The human body is designed to heal. We just need to learn to leverage it. And I'll tell you, I get the letters, George, they're heartbreaking. The letters that we get, the traumas that people are dealing with, and the medical model, God love my doctor friends, is not equipped to deal with long-term chronic degenerative diseases. And not a day goes by when I don't hear from somebody who's been on prescription drugs or had their bodies carved up and had organs removed, and they're just as sick as they ever were before. The medical model is just not equipped to deal with the kind of health challenges that human beings are confronting. But through lifestyle modification, through nutritional supplementation, dietary strategies, working with things like breathing and exercising and getting enough sleep and meditation and connecting with spirituality, there is so much power built into the human body. We have the ability to reverse all the chronic degenerative diseases that we're dealing with. And unfortunately, we're not being told by the mainstream.
All right, my friend. I've got some emails for you. We're going to take calls pretty soon as well, and we'll do it all of next hour. You ready for some?
I am excited and ready.
Great. We've got an email in from Betty who wants to know about skin.
Oh.
She's got flaking skin on her face. What causes that?
Well, you know, it's funny because when we look at each other's skin, we don't realize that, you know, we give lip service to the fact that the skin is the body's largest organ. We don't think of it like an organ. But like an organ, it's dynamic, it grows, and it's dependent on nutrition, particularly fatty nutrients. So any kind of time you have a skin health challenge, whether it's eczema or psoriasis or flakiness, as this gal was talking about, you want to think about fats, particularly Longevity's Ultimate EFAs and fatty vitamins like vitamins D and E and A and K. They're the most important, most critical nutrients for the skin. And not only are we deficient in the intake of these essential fats and fatty vitamins, but fats are singularly difficult for the body to process. You know, if you have peanut butter and jelly on a knife and you put it under the spigot, the jelly's going to come off, but the peanut butter's going to stick to the knife. You know, peanut butter sticks to the roof of your mouth. And this is what fats do. They have a sticky quality. And the body has evolved some very impressive biochemical mechanisms for breaking up those fats, but those biochemical mechanisms involve the gallbladder, and they involve the liver, and they involve bile, and many of us are suffering, particularly at these at the level of these organs, particularly at the level of the liver. You know, 100 million Americans are dealing with fatty liver disease. 500,000 gallbladders are removed from Americans' bodies every year. And even if you have your gallbladder, and even if your liver is healthy, many people are not producing enough bile, or their bile is sticky and sludgy, and that compromises our ability to absorb or utilize fats from foods. That's why supplementing with fatty nutrients is so important. That's why the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity is such a vital supplemental system. It's got those fatty nutrients in abundance. So I'd recommend for this gal the Healthy Start Pack, and I would double up on the Ultimate EFAs. And then topically, things like retinol and fat-soluble vitamin C and exfoliation with alpha hydroxy acids can be very helpful.
We're going to open up the phone line shortly with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Let's just slam it and set another record. Last time you were on, Ben, we set a record, my friend.
Is that right? All right. I don't keep up with the records, but I know we help a lot of people.
Another email in from, looks like, Tom. I don't know if it's our Tom or not, but he wants to know about barbecuing in the summertime.
You've got to be careful with the barbecuing. There's a, you know, when you heat and when you burn fats, and we all like our meat grilled and charred, you produce these compounds called HCAs, or heterocyclic amines. And one of the best things you could do to prevent, if you like your meat grilled and you like those that kind of charred taste to it, the best thing you could do is put onions and garlic and other vegetables, carrots and other vegetables that have antioxidants and flavonoids and carotenes on the meat as it's grilling, particularly onions and garlic, which taste delicious. And that will protect you from some of these HCAs. You know, cancer, the first studies on cancer were done on chimney sweeps in England. And they found that these kids who were, you know, back in the day, these little kids would climb in the chimneys and clean the soot. And they found that breathing the soot, the charred wood compounds, was associated with testicular cancer. Today, we don't breathe soot, but we eat charred meat. And this charred meat has the same kind of molecular compounds that are found in the soot, and it's associated with cancer and accelerated aging. Using antioxidants after you eat your barbecued and grilled meats can also be helpful. And I always tell people to eat or drink Beyond Tang Tangerine when they're eating their meals, as well as when they're eating cooked and charred meats. The antioxidants in the Beyond Tang Tangerine will protect you from some of the negative effects of these HCAs, these heterocyclic amines, which are found in the charred compounds of meats. And also in breads, too, by the way.
Doc Wallach is so opposed to gluten foods. What about you?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, gluten is a big problem, but gluten is one of a whole class of chemical compounds that are found in vegetables. You know, vegetables look innocent and benign, but they're not. They are in a battle for their life, like we are in a battle for life. And in fact, everything on planet Earth is in a battle for its life. And so plants have evolved these chemical compounds that function as chemical warfare to fight insects and to fight animals like rabbits and deer that would eat the plants. And these chemicals are collectively referred to as lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, and they're designed by nature to punish the intrepid eater of that spinach or that alfalfa or the turnips or whatever the vegetable is, grains and seeds. And seeds are particularly high in these compounds because nature is very concerned about its seeds. You know, seeds are new life. So seeds especially are filled with these lectin compounds, and of course grains or seeds, wheat and barley and oat and rye, and they're loaded with these medicinal compounds, and gluten being one of them. So yes, gluten is a big problem, but just because you're gluten-free doesn't mean you're out of the woods. And this is why I always tell people when they're dealing with a chronic illness to do a food diary. This is so important, George, to track the relationship between your symptoms, particularly immune and inflammatory symptoms, like the symptoms that occur when you have autoimmune diseases, for example. Really, pretty much any chronic illness has this inflammatory component, to track your inflammatory symptoms to foods that you're eating. And the only way to do it is to do a food diary, to write down what you eat and then write down how you feel after. And for most people who are dealing with a long-term illness, they're going to be shocked at what they find out. Even so-called good foods can be problematic because of these plant defense molecules, which are collectively called lectins, and which gluten is one of.
We have a food safety coach on the program, Ben. His name's Jeff Nelkin. I can't tell you the amount of times we've talked about food recalls. What the heck is going on there?
Well, you know, our food supply is it's unbelievably corrupt, and not necessarily in terms of flat-out toxicity, but in terms of processing. And not a day goes by when there's not some kind of study or some kind of article in the newspaper or a report on the news about the relationship between what they call ultra-processed foods and disease. The latest is the connection between colon cancer, which is an epidemic, and ultra-processed food. You know, our food supply has been totally turned on its head. The foods we eat today in the year 2024 didn't exist a mere 150 years ago. When you go to the supermarket, not a single food in the supermarket was present 100 to 150 years ago. Even things like eggs and vegetables and produce, and meats, what you would think would be similar to what our generations in the past ate, are different because of pesticides and the way the soils are and because of what we feed our animals. The foods are completely different, and these are good foods, not to mention the foods that are processed, like the cakes and the candies and the cereals. Even health foods that are processed or ultra-processed can be problematic. So it's no surprise that we have a food problem. And then on top of all of that, you've got the whole thing with food recalls, and it's a real serious problem. But you know what the answer is, George? It's to eat less food. We don't eat like lions and tigers and bears. We eat like we're domesticated. And we are domesticated. And what happens when you're domesticated is you're comfortable and you're surviving, but you're not thriving. The body is designed to thrive under conditions of caloric restriction and under conditions of duress, for that matter. So we're killing ourselves by being comfortable, and we're paying the price of over-nourishment. You know, for eons, the biggest problem human beings had was getting enough calories. Today, our problem is being able to handle all the calories we're getting. When we eat calories, we disturb the biochemistry of the body. Now, the body can handle a certain amount of disturbances, but not chronic disturbances. And this is what happens with overnutrition and over-calorization. And this is why every study that's ever been done on longevity, George, shows that the less we eat, the longer we live. So learning how to eat correctly is job number one if you want to live a good long life and if you want to prevent or even reverse chronic degenerative diseases. And this is why I'm so big on nutritional supplementation. When people use our Beyond Tangy Tangerine, one of the first things they notice is they don't eat as much food because now they're getting the nutrients they need. They don't need the calories. And this is why nutritional supplementation, one of the first thing people say when they start a nutritional supplement program is they lose weight, even if they're not trying to lose weight.
And that's the best way to do it. Stay with us. We're going to start with phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com when we come back in a moment. Plus, we'll take calls next hour as well with him. Don't touch your dial. Make a call. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance. They've got a great staff behind them taking notes on everything Ben is saying. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. We're going to take calls with Ben next hour as well. And Ben, once again, I want to thank you and Doc Wallach for taking the time and the effort to help our listeners. I mean, I wherever I go, people bring you two guys up.
Pleasure. The pleasure is ours, I got to tell you. I mean, I can speak for Doc, but can't speak for Doc. I can speak for myself. The pleasure is ours. And that's because there's nothing more important in life than helping your fellow man. And the joy that I get from helping people is not only indescribable, but it's unavailable in any other way. As you know, because you do the same thing, George. It's about helping people. It's about making a difference in people's lives. My people perish for lack of knowledge, as they say in the Bible. And if I can share information to make people's lives better, I'm thrilled to be able to do that.
Let's go to the phones. First-time caller Rico in Bakersfield, California is with us. Hello, Rico.
Hi, Rico.
Hello. How are you guys doing? Thank you for taking the call.
Good to have you with us.
Yeah, I'm a long-time listener. Never have been able to get through when Doc's been on. But my question is, my 23-year-old daughter was recently diagnosed with hyperthyroidism. Okay, and she's had problems with depression and migraines and light sensitivity and some other, you know, irritability, mood swings. And they put her on some kind of medication. I'm not sure what it was. Maybe an antidepressant or something, but she's off the meds right now. And I'm wondering, you know, how, and they told her, come back in 3 months, which didn't make any sense to me.
Right.
Let's recheck your blood in 3 months.
Yeah.
Well, what do we do for 3 months?
Isn't that
what
great?
What did she do? What is she lacking in minerals?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
causes
let me tell you
your
about that. That's interesting what you just said, though, how they don't do anything, but they still want to see her back every 3 months. They're not
going
to do anything. They can't really do anything. So here's the deal.
Cha-ching.
Right. Hyperthyroidism, hyper as opposed to hypo, hyper meaning too much, hypo meaning too little. Hyperthyroidism is an autoimmune disease. Technically, they call it Graves' disease. And this hyperthyroid condition is absolutely miserable. Now, here's the thing. All autoimmune diseases, there's about 100 of them, and they keep finding new ones. All of them. And I'm talking multiple sclerosis. I'm talking type 1 diabetes. I'm talking rheumatoid arthritis and scleroderma and Sjogren's syndrome and Graves' disease like your daughter has are all, and I mean all, backtracked to a leaky gut and intestinal health. Now, the fact that she has migraine headaches and sensitivity to light and depression reinforces the digestive connection. So what your daughter needs to be doing is, number one, as I talked about earlier, a food diary, and looking for what foods make her Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism or hyperthyroid condition worse. And by the way, hyperthyroid symptoms, George, and for the listeners, include tremors and heat sensitivity and weight loss and bulging eyes and menstrual problems and low libido. It's just miserable. It's sweating and acne, and it's just a horrible, horrible constellation of symptoms. She wants to link her symptoms, her flare-ups, and this is true for anybody who's dealing with a health challenge. Flare-ups are your best friend because they give you real-time information on what you recently did, and a food diary will allow her to link her flare-ups to specific foods, and I guarantee you there are going to be foods that cause problems, and it could be a lot of foods at this point. So you do a food diary, and then you're going to start to eliminate the foods that cause the problems. Then you want to start using digestive support. Now, one of the hidden problems when you have an intestinal problem or digestive problem is malabsorption of nutrients. So in addition to dealing with toxicity in the bloodstream, now you're dealing with malnourishment as well. So getting on a good nutritional supplement program is a must, and working on digestive health, supplements that work on digestive health are also a must. So I'd be getting on the Healthy Digestion Pack, making sure that she's using extra nightly essence probiotics, and then also ultimate enzymes. The digestive enzymes, Mingevi's digestive enzymes, are an amazing product, not only for digestive health, but also for blood health. So in using the ultimate enzymes, and then when you do your ultimate enzymes, make sure you're using some apple cider vinegar. Also, the Healthy Start Pack, which is part of the digestive pack, will give her the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the ultimate EFAs, and the OsteoFX. It'll give her basic Mighty 90 nutrients. And then last but not least, Yongevi's got an amazing product for anybody who's dealing with small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, a condition called SIBO, which likely your daughter has, and that's the I-26 Hyperimmune Egg. Anybody who has an autoimmune problem or any inflammatory problem has to backtrack to the digestive system, SIBO and a leaky gut, and the I-26 is like magic. I just spoke to a gal today, as a matter of fact, who was on the I-26, and not only did she correct her digestive problems and her autoimmune problems, but her blood sugar, her hemoglobin A1C markers dropped as well. And there's a very important relationship, by the way, between the digestive system and the blood sugar system. And this is the missing link for folks who are dealing with diabetes or blood sugar problems. The missing link between the digestive system and the blood sugar system involves bile. And using bile support supplements like the Ultimate Enzymes can help there too.
Let's go back to Rico, see if he's got a follow-up question. Rico, do you have any more?
What's that?
Is the leaky gut caused by wheat gluten?
Absolutely. It's a major factor. There's other things, too, but that's a major factor for sure. Does she have a history of digestive problems that you know of?
She's had acne. You named a bunch of things that she has. But as far as the digestive problems, none that I'm really aware of.
Look for them. They're there. It's in your interest to find them. And sometimes, you know, with the digestive system, when you have a problem your whole life, sometimes they go under the radar. Like, you don't notice them until you start to pay attention. For example, if a kid has had a digestive problem her whole life or his whole life, they're not going to notice it. It's going to seem normal to them. So you got to kind of probe, and this is why a food diary is so helpful, and this is why linking her flare-ups, her Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism flare-ups, to specific foods can be so helpful.
Rico, if you missed anything, call the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Thank you very much. Next up, let's go to Ron in North Carolina. Hey, Ron, take it away.
Hey, Ron.
Oh, hey. That's good to speak to you, George. You've already partly answered my question. I have an autoimmune disease called myasthenia gravis.
Oh, yeah.
Since you've already kind of already answered it, but let me tell you, I ended up with this disease. I think you'll find this interesting. About 15 or 16 years ago, I had a prostate infection. Went to the doctor. He found out what it was, bacterial infection, and said, oh, well, this particular bacteria, you can never totally get rid of it. It will be chronic. You will suffer with it the rest of your life.
Oh, my.
He said, we can give you antibiotics, clear it up for a year or so, and it's going to come back, blah, blah, blah. Same. Well, I took the Levaquin. Yeah, it did clear it up. 6 months later, it came back, took another round of Levaquin. Another 6 months, another round of Levaquin. And I can already tell that it was starting to do damage to my joints because every joint in my body was starting to hurt. Within a year from the first time I took the Levaquin, I was in so much pain I could barely walk. Went to arthritis specialist. They said, oh, you have osteoarthritis, nothing we can do. If the pain gets too bad, we'll put you on oxycontin or morphine. Well, I said, well, I'm not taking that junk. So I started doing like you. I started studying every book I could get my hand on, watching any video I could watch on nutrition, started taking all kinds of vitamins, mineral, antioxidants, omega-3, so forth and so on. Within another year, completely did away with that. The problem is, about another year then, I got up one morning and my left eyelid, I could not raise it up.
Oh my God.
Muscle wasn't working. Went to the eye doctor and said, well, I think I know what it is. So he sent me to a neurologist. I said, but I'm not going to make a diagnosis. So went to a neurologist, took a blood test, came back, said, well, I'm sorry to tell you this. You have a terminal illness known as myasthenia gravis. You have 1 to 5 years to live.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. They told me, they gave me this drug called, I think it was called mastatin, which all that does is you have enzymes that go in and clean up the excess choline. And, of course, now what myasthenia gravis is, since the lead one damaged my thymus, it's putting out antibodies that are attacking my choline surface. Kind of like having MS. Okay, so they give me this drug that blocks the action of the enzyme that cleans up the excess choline so that you get more choline to make your muscles work. It's just a Band-Aid. I took it for about a month, made me feel horrible, gave me diarrhea. I said, well, I'm not taking this anymore. So I studied something about something called beta-glucan. So I started taking beta-glucans, and within 30 days, my eyelid went back to normal, and in a matter of months, it went away. But a couple of years ago, I got COVID. After I got COVID, I started developing tremors, okay? They were mild, but now they've gotten worse. And in the past few weeks, now the muscle weakness come back. My right eye got one morning and couldn't raise my right eyelid. So I called my doctor, and he said, well, they have found that taking cortisone can help. Not cortisone. What's it called?
Cortisone.
Prednisone. I used the wrong word. And it is helping. My eyelid went back up, but I'm still feeling some muscle weakness in my legs. So now I already take all kinds of vitamins and minerals. I take probiotics and a lot of stuff you were already telling the other gentleman about the other. And so I just wonder, is there anything else that I can do that might help this?
Heck yes. First of all, nobody's helping your problem. They're just hiding the symptoms. But they're not taking care of the problem. Listen, all health challenges that are chronic involve what's called inflammation. Inflammation is a protective response. It's like an airbag going off in your car. And just like an airbag will save your life, it can also break your arm or break your legs or kill you even. So inflammation has to be controlled. Now, inflammation is important, but over-inflammation or out-of-balance inflammation is behind every single long-term chronic degenerative disease. What is inflammation? It's a protective response. It's a defensive response. So you, my friend, are dealing with an excessive manifestation of a defensive response. And all the drugs they're giving you are suppressing the defensive response. But an intelligent thing to do if you want to end a defensive response is to figure out what the offending agent is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the offending agent has got to get into the system somehow, and the only way it can get in is through the skin if you inject something or through food. Now, for most people, it's going to be through food because we eat 3 times a day. So all the time, whenever you have a chronic degenerative disease, you have inflammation, meaning you got to backtrack to the digestive system. every single time. I can't say that enough, and I know I say it every day, and I say it all the time on this program. Backtrack it to food. Do a food diary. Link them up to your symptoms, your flare-ups, and then get on digestive support. The probiotics are wonderful, by the way, but you got more. You need more. Get on the Digestive Health Pack. Get on the I-26 that we just talked about. You're going to notice results quickly because you're going to take care of the problem at its source. You're going to cut the head off the snake, so to speak, and you're going to take care of all the other symptoms, not symptomatically, but really at the level of where they're caused, which is through the digestive system. And by the way, it's no accident that when you had a viral infection, the problem got worse because now you put an extra load on the immune system. And by the way, most people who had serious problems with the viral infection had underlying inflammatory and immune problems previous to the infection. So working on digestive health, and by the way, the immune system lives in the digestive system, so if you have an autoimmune disease or an immune disease, almost by definition, you have a digestive health problem. Probiotics are great, but you need to do more. Do a food diary, start eliminating problem foods, and then get yourself on the Healthy Digestive Pack, and especially the I-26.
All right, good luck, Ron. Text and tweets, what do you have for Ben, Tommy?
Hey, Ben, Karen in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, would like to know if there's anything she can do for loose neck skin.
You know, loose neck skin is very troubling, and if you go to the doc, they're going to cut you out. They're going to do some surgery, and they can do some pretty nice things with surgery. But the problem with loose laxity in the skin as we get older involves what's called the connective tissue. Connective tissue is the main part of the body. It's associated with the muscle tissue. And between the connective tissue and the muscle tissue, you have the bulk of our bodies, 80-90% of the body. As we age, the most prominent feature of the aging process, of the accelerated aging process, and the most troubling feature of the aging process is deterioration of the connective tissue. This is what accounts for heart disease. This is what accounts for vascular disease, ruptures and hernias, prolapses. And it's what accounts for all the skin problems that we go to plastic surgeons for and use skincare products for. So building the connective tissue is the sine qua non, the very essence of anti-aging. And in fact, Doc, before he was the mineral doctor, I don't know if you know this, George, before he was the mineral doctor, he was the connective tissue doctor. And he was telling people to eat organ meats and bone broth, like I've been telling people to eat organ meat and bone broth, and making sure that you're using bone and connective tissue building supplements like the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack from Longevity. And always, 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 when you use your Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, you want to make sure that you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine with your connective tissue building supplements, because the nutrients in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine activate the building of the connective tissue. And bonus, when you start to work on the connective tissue for your loose neck or for your bones, you get better joints, you get better fascia, you get better heart, a stronger heart, and you get a stronger vascular system as well. Working on the connective tissue is the very essence of anti-aging, and this is why I've been talking about bone broth. And you know, George, high hyaluronic acid, how long I've been talking about that high hyaluronic acid, right? Remember we were talking about how you pronounce that stuff a few years ago? Now everybody knows about it. High hyaluronic acid, very important for building the connective tissue. It'll show up when you start building your connective tissue. It'll show up on your skin. You'll have nice, tight skin, more youthful skin, as well as stronger joints and stronger bones and stronger fascia and a better heart and vascular system as well.
Why is it that supplementation is so important to the human body, Ben?
Because the nutrients in what we call supplements are really micronutrients. See, I was talking to Tommy before. During the break here, there's two kinds of nutrients in food. There's the big nutrients, the protein, the fats, and the carbohydrates. We call those macronutrients, and they contain energy. Those are the calories. The micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the aminos, and the fatty acids, they're designed to help our bodies use the macronutrients. Today in our culture, we get lots of macronutrients, but not enough micronutrients, which is why we are the starving obese. We've got lots of calories coming in, but the body can't use the calories. So it stashes it away as body fat, and we get sicker and sicker even though we get more and more calories. The micronutrients are critical because they help the body get the energy and the value from the protein and fats and carbohydrates, the macronutrients.
We're going to come back in a moment and take another hour of phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Hit the website. criticalhealthnews.com. And again, here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO. It's the same as 1-855-949-7262. 7234. Back in a moment with more calls on Coast to Coast AM.